Good thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, the word for today.
Proverbs 24 and verse 10 says, "If you fail under pressure, your strength is too small." Now, for the last few days, we've talked about how to handle Satan's attacks when they come. So if you're under attack today, do these. Number one, be tough. Life is a collection of battles, which means it can also be a collection of victories. 1 John 4 verse 4, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Reach within and draw on God's strength. Go ahead. He longs to show you what he can do for you. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6 says, "For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me." Did you get that? He has said, so that we may boldly say. There's power in his word when you speak it, believe it, and act on it. Number two, depend on God's wisdom. Jesus said in Luke 21, 14 and 15, "Don't worry about how to answer the charges against you, for I shall give you the right words and such wisdom that none of your opponents will be able to reply." God has given you two things that always work, your mouth and his wisdom. When unexpected things arise, the Holy Spirit within you will rise to the occasion and speak through you. So start depending on him. Number three, trust God to stop the attack. The Bible says in Psalm 46 and verse 9, "He causes wars to end throughout the earth." God is in control. He's bigger than whatever you're dealing with, and you're on his mind this very moment. Your tears, your fears, and your pain have been noticed by him, and he will move on your behalf. When you're under attack, part four. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.